You're on your way to Arches and Canyonlands, two of Utah's so-called Mighty Five national parks. Given their proximity to one another, we think you'll be surprised to discover how dissimilar these two parks really are. Each has its own distinct personality. Arches National Park is over-the-top showy, with its 76,519 acres full of photogenic red rock spires, fins, and more than 2,000 arches, ranging from 3 feet to nearly 300 feet in length. Some of these are obscure, while others are instantly recognizable. Delicate Arch is a great example. It adorns the state's license plates. Arches National Park also feels more accessible thanks to its extensive network of paved roads and well-maintained hiking trails. Canyonlands is more expansive at 337,598 acres and more remote with abundant otherworldly scenery. Canyonlands is divided into four different sections. The southerly Needles District serves up miles of hiking and four-wheel drive trails set against a backdrop of stunning red rock pinnacles. Farther north is the Island in the Sky District, where a vast mesa rests atop sandstone cliffs that offer spectacular views of canyons and rivers far below. If your time is short, Island in the Sky is a bit easier to experience, with paved roads leading to many spectacular overlooks. The other two sections are more remote and not part of your just-ahead tour. The Maze District, which tempts adventurers with one of the world's great natural labyrinths, is reachable only by high-clearance and four-wheel drive vehicles. Finally, there are the Green and Colorado Rivers, best experienced by way of float trips that can be arranged through outfitters in the town of Moab. When it comes to summing up the essence of these two parks, author Edward Abbey, who once lived and worked in Arches, said it best. He believed that this rocky landscape was nothing less than a different world, older and greater and deeper by far than ours, where, for a little while, we are again able to see, as a child sees, a world of marvels.